Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So a lot of narcissists and toxic people like to play little games, like gaslighting games, the games that narcissistic people play. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. So yeah. Games. So if you Google games that narcissists play, you're going to see a lot of different things pop up, y'all. You're going to see things pop up about how narcissistic people gaslight you, how they play the blame game, how they play the victim, things like that. Oh, so are those games that narcissists play? Yeah, they will gaslight the hell out of you. Have you just confused about reality and things of that nature? They'll play the blame game, where they will avoid accountability by blaming you for the things that they have done. They will shift the blame onto you, like everything is your fault, no matter what happened. You know, they will do that type of stuff, y'all. That type of stuff happens all the time in toxic relationships. Where they'll do that type of stuff like that. Those are games the narcissists play. But today's episode, y'all, we're going to get into the actual games. Like one of the games that a narcissist plays, y'all, where the blocking and unblocking game. A toxic narcissistic person plays the blocking and unblocking game. So this could be on your phone. This could be on social media. This could be on email, whatever it is, y'all. WhatsApp, whatever app it is, whatever. They will block you and unblock you. It's literally a crazy game that narcissistic people play. Like this is a reason a lot of narcissists will block you and unblock you is to control the situation. To control the narrative, to control the space that you're in and whatnot, because this happens all the time. Well, you will do something to them and they'll block you and then they'll unblock you, or they'll blame you for catching them doing something and then they'll block you and then they'll unblock you. They'll block you and send you a message. Make sure you receive their message and then block you again. They will do this when they're living in the same household as you. This also happens in long distance relationships with narcissistic people. And this, I don't do a lot of videos about long distance relationships because, you know, the last time I did, it just bombed because nobody watched it. but a lot of narcissistic people, y'all, in these spaces, that's what happens. They literally play these games like to block you and unblock you. Long distance relationships, they'll block you, unblock you, block you, unblock you, block you, keep you blocked for a long time, and then unblock you and not send you a message. Not do anything, just unblock you and wait for you to reach out. Because if they block you and then you reach out, you broke the no contact. So then it's kind of like the power shifts to them. So they will absolutely keep doing this over and over again, y'all, via email, WhatsApp, whatever forms of communication. They will do that. They will keep doing it, y'all, because it's a weird game that a lot of narcissistic people play. It can be really, really silly. So to speak, you know, it is really silly. It's not, it can be really silly. It's absolutely really silly, you know, but another game that narcissistic people play is the ghosting game. Have you ever been ghosted by, that sounds kind of like an ad. Have you ever been ghosted by your narcissistic partner? Well, welcome to Ghostbusters, Narcbusters. I'm your host, Lee Hammack. But ghosting, y'all. Yeah, they will ghost you. Yes, they will ghost you. Disappear on you for a long time. Come back into your life. Not everybody that ghosts you comes back, but they just do it, y'all, as a control thing. It's kind of like the blocking and unblocking in real life, pretty much. That's what ghosting is. I just made it up. So ghosting is literally blocking and unblocking them in real life. I mean, them blocking you and unblocking you in real life. They disappear on you. A lot of times when they ghost you, little to no warning, little to no explanation when they come back. It tends to be something very quick, oh, I just ghosted you because you, I didn't, I just got super, I got super busy and life got in the way and I couldn't take 7 seconds out of my busy day to send you a hey or bye because blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter, y'all. They will ghost you. Ghosting is a game that a lot of narcissistic people play. You know, they will do that. And I was just like, yo, and as long as you're willing to play the game, they'll play it with you. You know, they'll play it with you. They'll play the little ghosting game with you. So I'll tell y'all, hear me say this before. If they ghost you, let them remain Casper. Let them be Casper the friendly ghost. If they want to be Casper, let them be Casper. Let them fit into Casper shoes. Let them do Casper stuff. Okay? Because that's where we are. We're letting people remain Casper. If that's who you want to be. If they ghost you and you let them come back, y'all, they'll just do it again. It's just like you playing the PlayStation with them and they are literally handing you a controller and you're playing the ghosting game with them. Do not play that game, y'all. Do not. You know, do not play it. The next thing, the next little game is the triangulation game, y'all. The triangulation game. It is the triangle where they pit people against each other. People, places, and things against each other. A lot of narcissists play the triangulation game, y'all. It is like, how can I get you? How can I turn you against this other person? How can I turn this other person against you? And y'all might, y'all, this is the crazy thing about triangulation. You might be getting triangulated with somebody you don't even know. And triangulation is just not about intimate relationships. They can triangulate you if your narcissist in your life is your parent, one of your parents. They can triangulate you against one of your parents. You know, they can triangulate. I mean, they can triangulate you against your sibling or your cousin or the other parent. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, they will triangulate you, y'all. Triangulation is when they literally, they just use other people to manipulate you. It's just like having a different person coming in, y'all. It really, really is. It's a game. It really is a game. It's a triangulation game. Like this, because once a narcissist has successfully triangulated people against each other, they don't have to do anything else. Y'all, if I put in enough triangulation work in the beginning, I don't have to do anything later on. I don't have, yeah, y'all will argue, fuss, and fight without me there now. Y'all see each other in public and argue, fuss, and fight without me there. I don't have to do anything. My job is done. I've triangulated you enough. I don't have to do anything else. That's how it happens, y'all. That happens so much. Don't play the triangulation game because they'll keep doing it to you. Why wouldn't they? You know, why wouldn't they play the triangulation game? Because we're adults and we know. No. You can be an adult, but like the triangulation game doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? You have to keep moving forward. You have to keep basing your stuff. Like, they don't play the game, y'all. Because once you pick up the controller, they expect you to play for a long time. Another game, y'all. This is another gaslighting game right here. Another like gaslighting game that narcissistic people play. They'll hide your stuff. They'll hide your keys. They'll hide your phone. They'll hide your wallet or your purse or your favorite pair of shoes and help you look for them. They'll do that type of stuff right there, like a gaslighting game, just to get a reaction from you, just to see you panicking, just to see you just sweating because you're running late for work. You can't find your car keys, right? They got the keys in their pocket or they got the keys in their shoe. Or the keys are already in your car. They put them in your car. They want a job. They want to see you squirm. It might seem like a little jokey, little tricks or whatever. It might seem minute, but y'all, these are big things because if they keep doing it, you it's gonna make you feel like you're going crazy. It's literally going to make you feel like you're going crazy if you keep playing these little gaslighting games with them, or they hide your keys or hide whatever, and they help you look for them, and then they find them and they make you feel stupid for them finding something of yours. You know, they make you feel silly for them finding something of yours that they hid. I had a woman tell me one time that like she would come in the house, set her keys on the counter, and they always like later on, they will always be missing somewhere else. And she did not remember picking them up. But her partner was just like, you're crazy. Like, what do you do with your keys? But they will always turn up later on. He would help her find them. So she put a camera, like a little hidden camera in the house. And put her keys down. And she caught him coming in there, moving the keys around and hiding the keys in the couch. So she intentionally just went and got the keys from the couch and left and didn't say anything to him. And he kept doing it, kept hiding the keys, and she kept finding it. She didn't mention anything to him until he's like, "Oh, I see you don't lose your keys anymore." And then she told him about the camera. He got mad. He got mad about the camera. Like, why are you recording me? Wow, you didn't trust yourself that much. You recorded me. Wow. Blamed her for recording him because she didn't trust him. The little hot day, y'all, those little gaslighting games that they do, they erase things. Like I said, they don't even just hide things. They erase things and like make sure they'll send a message from your phone and delete it. They'll delete screens. Y'all, I'm just telling you, the little gaslighting games will keep going on. You know, will keep going up. They want you to question your reality. You know, in the last game that I will go over is dog whistles. The dog whistling game, the inside trigger game, y'all. It's when narcissistic people covertly trigger you on purpose. Like covertly, when I say covertly, it means it's like a secret trigger. It's covertly triggering you with something that only you would understand, right? Only you understand it. Like you understand what we're going through. You understand what we're dealing with. You understand it. Like you get it. You understand. Like, so I do it on purpose to trigger you to see if I can get a reaction from you. They will try to set you off on purpose to get you to react to something that they're doing to you on purpose. Yes, I keep repeating on purpose because it's on purpose. They want to set you off on purpose in front of people so you look like the aggressor. So you look like the aggressive person here. So you look like the abusive person. They will use like dog whistles, or, you know, an actual dog whistle is a whistle that people blow on and only dogs can hear because it's at a certain frequency. Nobody else around you can hear it except the dog. The dog like, you know, nobody else can hear it. The people can't hear it. I don't know if the cats can hear it, but the dog is like, ah, that hurt my ears. That's how they covertly trigger you. Why is the dog doing that? Why is the dog reacting like that? Somebody over there blowing the dog whistle. You see? Doing stuff like that on purpose to covertly trigger. Nobody knows why the dog is triggered except for the person that's doing the triggering. That's a game that narcissists play too right there, y'all. The dog whistling game. So don't let them play these games with you. Do not entertain them. I know it's easier said than done. I get, y'all, trust me. When I say I know it's easier said than done, believe me. Trust me. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. Make sure y'all like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness Is Out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.